where you find the sexual lobe in the back of the lungs, avulagabem, then afilu ketar for the answer treifa. Rashi says, it means to say, even though it's so small, ketana ka'ola shel hadas, it's so small as a leaf from hadasim, still if it grows on the back of the lung, then it's a treifa. No matter how small that extra lobe is on the back, it's a treifa. When do we say it's kosher only in the front of the lungs? So if it grows on the back of the lungs, then it's a treifa, no matter how small it is. So the Russian is avulagaba, but on the back, afilu ketar for the yas, even as a leaf from hadasim, is also treifa. Now Omar Rafim says like this: Hayreya didomili ufta treifa. If you have the lungs that doim in the ufta, ishno treifa. Rashi says the kas eitzim is doim a piece of wood. That's a treifa already. Now, what do you mean to say? Zikud yami some say bechazusim. It's to say the way it looks. If it looks like a piece of wood, ishno, that's a treifa. Zikud yami some said no begishta, meant to say if you feel it, like it feels hard, like a piece of wood, that's a treifa. So not that it's rumish hard straight through and through. Just means when you touch the lungs, it feels a little bit hard, like a piece of wood. And the first sheet is no, it just looks like a piece of wood. That's also a treifa. Now, right, the same thing over again is, ikud yami, some say, dinaficha. Rashi says, I mean to say, nasa levono, ki the kasa turned white, like wood. Mean to say, it only looks like wood. That's a treifa. Not that it has to touch like wood, but if the lungs just turn white, like a piece of wood, that's a treifa. And ikud yami, some say, defechiza. Defechiza, Rashi says, kosher, final namigishta. No, some say means it turned like wood, means it's hard, it feels like a piece of wood. Now, ikud yami, some say, tishia, tenesla, chituchadunya. And some say, that's what it means to say, that's what Raph was meant to say, the reya is like a piece of wood, it's a treifa, means to say it's so smooth that you cannot tell the separations of different lobes. You can't tell that there's a separation in the lungs, that's also a treifa. That's called the shi, it's so smooth, the leslo chituchadim, you can't see like the separations, the cuts, the cracks, between one lobe and the next lobe. The Omer Rav says, ke kuchlo ksheiro, if the lungs look like a kuchlo, Rashi says, seva kochol, shu kemara, that looks like a little bit red, if the lungs look a little bit red, it's still ksheiro, that's not a treifa. So exactly what Kolis is, I'm not sure. Rashi says, shu kemara lezuyu, leyorok v'leishocho. It's not green, it's not black. Some say it's blue. Kitzah kechuch v'tzuk sheva. Kid yusa treifa, but the lungs turn like black. Kid yusa, then it's a treifas. The Omer Rav Chanina, shocho odom hu eleshalako. And that says like, why? How do we know to say it's turned black? It's a statement that it's a treifa tick. The Omer Rav Chanina, shocho, if you have like dark blood, there is a shan hukas nida. What color of dam is tumas nida? So the chnina holds, even shoch, if the blood looks black, it's also tumas nida. Why? Because odomo really was red blood, started out to be red. And the shaloka became sick. The kitsi see when something is black, it's a proof that it became sick. That's why if the lungs turn black, that's also similar to treifa. You like, let's say the lungs turn green, then shayr is still called kosher, nidu have nothing. Aduma, let's say the lungs turn red, is kshir also midi rabbi nothing, it's also kosher midi rabbi nothing talocha. What's the proof? The title went like this. Rabbi Nosman said, Pamachas one time halach to the kachayom. He once went to an island on a city near the ocean. Bosi Shachas, a lady came to him, lefnei shemola b'na rishon. But afterwards she made a bris milah on the first son, and later the son died b'shas milah. Sheni, she had a second son, she made a bris milah on him, and later the second son also died. Shlish is now, she had the third son, Hevi Yosin Lefonai. She brought her son, the third son, in front of him, in front of Rabbi Nosson. And the Isis, or Nosson, saw Shoyi Odom, that he was red. Omarti lo biti him tini loi, Achiv Rabbi Domai, like wait a while until the blood saps him, becomes part of his body, like you saw it was a little bit too red, the blood's on the skin only, on the surface, it wasn't dissolved inside. So he told her, wait for the verse, meanwhile, until the dam gets absorbed in the body. So she waited, and then she made a bris mila, and the third son lived. And she called the name of the son, Nosan, upon my name. So Chitzi, you see that red is a similar to kosher, it's okay, it's healthy still. Now he said of Nosan, the Shuv Tamach, another time it happened, that Halach Dundina Kiputkiyah. He once went to the city Kiputkiyah, and the same thing, Bosa Isha, lady came in front of me, again, Shemola Bino Rishon Ameis, Shein Yemei Shlisha Tabiyas Lefonai. Risa Shai saw the third son, Shayorik, that he was too green. So he touched the boy, Lohoye Bodam. So he touched the boy, like he examined the child. Lohoye Bodam, bris, he didn't see any dam, by the bris, by the mean, he didn't see any dam, there was enough dam in the body yet. So Marty lost, so he said to her, because my daughter, Hamtini, wait a while. Continually, at Shipo Bodomai, until I have more blood in the system, and then you can make a bris mila. Hamtini, she waited. Then she made the bris mila on, she had the mila done to him. V'choy, and the son lived. V'choy, and I said, Nosna Babli Hashemi, also that lady called the son's name after me, Nosan. So the kitzur from these two mices, we see that the color red and green is not really a sickness in the son. And the person saw it didn't develop yet. So then by the ray also, by the lungs also, even though it turns green or red, it would not be a treifa. Still a kosher animal. Now the Gemara says, Om Rav Kano, Kikavdo, Ksheiro, Kabisro, treifa. Now let's say the lungs turn to the color of the covered of the liver. So it's Ksheiro. Even though it looks like the liver, that's okay. But Kabisro, if the lungs turn the same color as meat, then it's a treifa. Rashi says, Baruch Kimu, he knew this. So Baruch Yevul Akusa, this shows the animal is sick, and this shows it's not sick. He said, Nech, what's the symbol? Remember this? Because it says, a bosa basa the treifa. If it looks like bosa, like meat, then it's a treifa. So a kiss of the lungs turn to the color of bosa, to the meat, that's a treifa. Omer Asama, Bure Bereva, Haireya, Didamya, Kikishusa, Ukumarika. If he has the lungs, that's doima, kikishuto, kishuso, ukamarika, ukagrain, deyusa, that's a treifa. Rashi says these colors are like green, but a stronger green, so that's a simmer, that's a treifa. Rashi says, like kumara marika kaku, my kumara beitzim, that's the, so the, what looks like the egg, the yolk of the egg, that these colors, then it's a simmer that the animal's a treifa. So more the question is, sort of telling me this, color like kishusa kamika, type of green, that it is a treifa, and the yeruka the ksheira echidamya, before we said that it's green is ksheira. So we have that case like, hechid, more said, hechidamya, kikarsi, there it's green like karsi. So get the different shades of green, one is ksheira, and one is a treifa. Green karsi means like the leek, if it looks like the leek, then it's kosher. Now the Gemara says, Omer Ravina Rina says, Otum Bereya, let's say a part of the lungs that you want to blow it up, and it's like clogged up there, the air doesn't go through, no Zika, no wind goes into that part of the Reya, it's clogged up there. So Otum Bereya, like this, usually you take the lungs, after they shech the animal, they take the lungs out of the animal, and like blow it up, and the mamish comes up, looks like real lungs. Let's say when they blow it up, it's stuffed up there, it doesn't go through. So what do? My thing in Tzakim, we bring a knife, say Karimela, and we cut through there, the place that's open, the place that's clogged up. Now, Yisbo Mugla, if there's some, let's say like a pus inside there, some Mugla, then Vadai Machlas Mugla Hefe Yuksheira. The reason why it was stuffed up, because there was pus there, and that's what stuffed it up, clogged it up, therefore it's Yuksheira. Now, Relay, let's say you don't find any pus there, then Masvinin Allah Gatsva Ayreka. We put on top of that place there either a feather, or else you put some spit there, and now you still blow through. Even a Vasvitsa Ksheira. If it moves a little bit, then the kiss you see some air could get through there, even though it looks clogged up, but something could get through, then the animal is Ksheira. He lay Treifa, but it's clogged up so much, and not even when you blow in now any air, it doesn't even move the feather or the bubbling. Then it's a treifa. That was clogged up so much That's the proof the animal was a treifer.
Now, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Krum Shola Machmas Maka Bereyo. Let's say that the lung got hit, and there's a krum, a membrane grew over the maka. Is that in the krum? That's not called the krum. That's not protected. And therefore, let's say, you know, there was a nekiv there, and just this krum, this membrane is covering it over, it's still a treifer. That does not protect it, it still remains a treifer. Rashi says, Shesayfa Litzvah is going to eventually open up the chol sircha dureya. Rashi says, all the sirchas, every time the lung is like stuck together a little bit, we always see that's called the krum, el lamachmas makarim. Even though when you have a sircha, when the two lungs like are cut together, and you cut it open separately, and still no hole goes through it, no wind comes out, there's still a treifa. Because you have to be afraid, really, there was a nekiv there. Just right now, this krum is protecting it. But the halacha is, the krum is not a good protector. Therefore, it's still considered a treifa. Now, the Yom Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef also says, Hayreya diyavsha, if you have this lungs, that when you blow into it, it makes a lot of noise there. You hear noise when you blow up the lungs. See, Yadin and Heicha Avsha we had before. If you know where the noise is coming from, like we're afraid maybe there was a hole there. So Manicha Nalo Gatfa, put over there again a feather. Oy Gila Oy Reka, put something there over it, like a straw or some spit there. So even the Vasta, so if these things move there, Treifa. That's a simin that there's really a hole there. That's called a nekiv in the ray, and that makes a treifa. Here the hole is coming, the ear is coming on the outside of the ear, of the lungs. Before we want to make sure the ear goes through the lungs, that was kshira. But here that the lungs are coming on the outside of the lungs, that's a treifa, that's a nekiv there. Viloi, if no ear comes through, then kshira. Why is it kshira? We hear some noise there. So it must be that sure we had before, there are two krum, there are two membranes over the lungs. Only the inside one had the neck, but not the outside one. So the outside krum is still protecting it, therefore the animal is kshira. What's going to be the vilo yadin and lo? Let's see, they don't know exactly where the noise, which part of the lung clearly the noise is coming from. Then maisi we bring meshechusa demaya pshira, bring like a bucket full of lukewarm water, or mesuna lo begavo, and stick the lung inside this water. So bechamimi lo, you can't use hot water. Dikatsi, that makes it shiver. It comes tight together. Put into hot water. The tree will have to bring it into cold water. Also not the matashi. It makes it too hard. Also you won't be able to harden it. You won't be able to tell it whether there's a hole there or not. El about kinin lo the true, the eight source to put into lukewarm water. So in the vasvitsa, if now there's some air coming out, some bubbling coming out, then it's a treifa. That's a proof to say that there was a hole in the lungs and therefore it's a treifa. The life, there's no bubbling now, you put the lungs again in the water and now you blew in there and you don't find any bubbling coming out, then it's ksheva. Why? Because we say, titoyin kashu, the bottom, the inside membrane of the lungs, that has a hole in it. And that's why when you blow it up, the noise comes through there, the air comes through there. But the loy, the top membrane over the lungs, Leyinka does not have a neck, does not have a hole there. And therefore, it's protecting the lungs. Like it says, behind the yavsha, after we hear noise there, Zika de Bene Ubenihu. That's the wind that's coming in between the two krumim. And that's not a treifa, since the outer krum is still protecting the inside krum. Now, Omer Ulu says, Omer Reb Yechon, Reb Yechonon, that Reya, if you have the lungs, that the inside of it mamish came so liquefied they could just pour it out like a glass. Rashi says shenishpokakiton, the meat of the lung itself nimuach, like dissolved, but terkrumim shalov nishpach, you could pour it from top to the bottom. So lochri is still kosher, still kosher. Why? Almuk. So what do we see? That the Yechon holds, all the name of Yechon holds. Even though about it still something is missing inside, and at the beginning the whole thing was full, and now mamash is liquefied, zichit like missing inside, still it's not called a treifa, since the outside krumim like is well protected all around, therefore just the inside became so dissolved like liquefied, that's not called a treifa. That's al moksava chesarim ibefnim loishmechesarim. Eisven, if you have a question, Eisven Rebbe Abba Lula.
So Bobby, it's the question, Lula. It says, Horeya shenikva, if you have the lungs that have a hole in it, or shechosri, or something is missing, that's called the treifa, says the Mishnah. The question is, my chaser, what is something missing meaning? You learn if one comes in bachutz that something is mamish missing on the outside of the lungs that you can see it. You say, hainu nikva. That's not worse, hainu nikva, it's not worse than a hole through the lungs that makes the treifa. So about if something is missing, you see it outside missing, about it's called the treifa. El Rabban, we're talking about nidifnin, that the chasern has to mean that even on the outside it's shalim, but on the inside something is missing. El Rab, nidifnin on the inside. Which I mean, if you only have a proof that chasern nidifnin, shemei chasern, yes, if something is missing on the inside of the lungs, that's also called the chasern. That also makes a traitor. So how could you say here, though, inside the lungs became liquefied, even though it's chasa there, it's still called chayra. And here it's the master clearly in our Mishnah that if there's a chsorin in the inside of the lungs, that's also called a treifa. Samura says no, uloi. The early really pshan our Mishnah is mivachutz. The rest of the Mishnah says nikvoi chosar, it means about a chsorin on the outside of the lungs, something is missing there. Ah, you had the question of Ka'amrit, you asked the question, hainu nikvo. So what do you have to say two things for? Madach and Nekev, the small hole, makes a treifa. Avad a big one, avad if it's chosar would make a treifa. So Mora says, Anitla, Tzrich, the Chiddush is, the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon. The other Rabbi Shimon holds, when does the Nekev make the animal treif? By the lungs, Ashetinokav, the base of Funis. Only if the hole goes into the base of Funis, the big artery of the lungs, the big cavity in the lungs. If so, Hani, Milu, when do we say that Nekev, only a small hole? Less pechsona, no real part of the meat is missing. Avonekev, these pechsona case where there's a hole that has some part of the meat missing also of the lungs, then I feel like Shimon might up. Even Shimon would agree that the Nekev does not have to reach the base on Sanfunis. Even if it does not reach the base on Sanfunis, still it's called a treifa. That's what Mishnah means to say. Nekev means inside the base on Sanfunis. And chosa means even though it doesn't go that far, still it's called the treifa. Rabbi Mor says, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chananya, Cholash, Rabbi Chanania once got sick, is all Lagabi Rabbi Nosson. So Rabbi Nosson came to him back a Cholom, the whole Gedolei Ador, all the other Gedolei Ador, came to him back a Cholom. And while they were there, Icy Kameh, they brought with them, they brought the soul Mashaila of the lungs, Shenishpur Chokakitun, means that inside it, Mamish, it was so liquefied, it was pouring back and forth, Kikita, like a jar, means inside the lungs, like it decayed so much there, the Ramesh became looking for it like water. It was like shaking back and forth, like water in a jar. And the Yachshua, and still Rabbi Chananya said it was kosher. So my Rav said though, Vu dekaimi sinfunis. It has to be that the sinfunis, like the main parts, the main arteries of the lungs, the bronchoids, they're still there, they have to still be around. Those tubes have to be there. If those tubes are also dissolved already, then it's a treifa. Rashi says, so these tubes cannot be melted away, they have to still be kaima. So the question is, how do we know this? They're very good. Like right now the lungs, the mom is shaking back and forth, like it's liquefied inside. So how do we know to say that the tubes are still still okay? Minoyadinun. So Omalei said like this, my sinon tsoya de kunyo, we bring over there tsoya de kunyo, as she says kala shacheres, we have to bring an earthly plate ha-mechoyf ha-mechupa b'yever that's covered over with lead shakur and plim yiblaz tishiyahi, it's very smooth v'nir yofa, it looks very nice. Kitsi has to bring a glazed earthly kli. Now that's called my sinon tsoya de kunyo v'shavchinu lo begavor. And we like open up the lungs and pour out the liquid inside the lungs into this jar, into this pure, smooth, earthly, glazed jar, plate. Say is be suraike chiyure treifa. If we can still see, if we look inside it now, if you see there white streaks, that's a treifa. If you like share, if there are no white streaks there, then it's a treifa. So as she says treifa, the yours vadi nira she michoi has the funisu,
If you see like white streaks there, that's a simon, the white are these tubes, that these symphonies, they also became melted down. That's called the trefa. But if we did not see any whiteness there, then we said the tubes were not affected, and therefore it's still trefa. Omer Rav Nachman says, Reya shenimuka, if you have the lungs, shenimuka, you have the lungs that start to decay away, so ukrim shelokayim, but the outside membrane, the covering is still okay, is shela, that's also called kosher. Rashi says, nimuka means nisroikunomiale, became empty by itself, mitzasa part of it, vena mishpach, it doesn't shake like water in a glass, but part of it is like empty. That's called shenimuka, it starts to decay, part of it starts to decay, become hollow inside. But as long as the krum, the outside krum, there's no hole, it's shalim, there's nothing wrong with the lungs, it's still a sim in the animal's kshayva. The Gemara says, Tanya Namlech, we'll learn this also, that reya shenimuka, if you have the reya, if you have the lungs, shenimuka starts to decay, ukrum shalokayim, and the outside membrane is okay, asilo mazekis revia, revias, kshayva, even if it's still mazek revias, it's kshayva. Rashi is the means of chalal, chasor, and mazek revias, halug. Even if this we are starting to decay, the hollowness, the cavity over there is the size of a revius halug. That's how big the cavity is. Still it's kshera. It's just the fact the reya was nimuka, that's still called kshera. Now what's going to be nitlo shalapuchis shelo? Let's say the animal's shalapuchis was taken away, let's say the womb of the animal was taken away, is also kshera.